Welcome to the Daily News Podcast with host Daniel Beard.
Hello and welcome to the Daily News Podcast. I'm your host Daniel Beard and the editor of Share Moving Media's Daily News. Today we are joined by Scott Adams. He's the publisher of Share Moving Media's Repertoire magazine. Hi, Scott.
Daniel, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well as can be in this situation that we're all in with our social distancing. How about you?
I am doing well. I've been at the house. As you know, we've shut the office down about 2-3 weeks ago, so I've been working out of the house, and that takes its own adjustments. I actually did 2 turkey breasts on the egg today while working, so I've got I'm working on a second skill set while also publishing the magazine here.
That's right. Well, we'll have to have some of that. We'll hold you to that when we get back in the office.
Absolutely. How are you doing? You holding up all right?
I'm doing good. I just, is it Monday or is it Tuesday? I don't know, but
it could be Sunday for all I know.
But I'm doing well, and we're just clicking off the days here at the Daily News and doing our podcast and looking forward to this one.
I know it's a weekday because I limit myself to not having a cocktail until after 6:30 during the weekdays. So okay, yes, I do know
yes,
that.
Yes, watching the clock. Well, listener Scott recently asked distributor and manufacturer sales reps about the challenges of selling under this nationwide social distancing that we're all in. Today, we'll discuss what the distributor sales reps told him, and later this week, we'll talk about the manufacturers. Scott, how has the COVID-19 pandemic changed the way distributor sales reps approach calls that would have been face-to-face in the past?
Yeah, so kind of just set this up a little bit, Daniel. We did this two different ways. So we sent a survey out to some reps, put in the Daily News as well. So I would just say to those folks that get the news, if you see those surveys, please respond to them. They usually take just a couple of minutes. But then I also went and just reached out personally to a bunch of dealer reps that I know across the country, just wanted to check on them, make sure their families were good, they were safe. Interestingly enough, of all of the people I talked to, not one person has the virus, or actually no one in their family has it. So that's really, really good. But to answer that question, I've kind of took the theme versus talking. I'm not going to speak directly as to what any specific rep told me. I took the theme of all of my responses and built out kind of an answer from them. To answer this first question, though, reps told me for almost 100% of them, no more face-to-face right now. All of their interaction has been on the phone. So they're doing everything they can on a regular basis just to stay in front of accounts, which hasn't been very difficult. The accounts are calling them regularly. They know one thing very specific. They need, when they're on the phone with accounts right now, no noise. It has to be a very focused conversation, and it's all about helping them. They all told me, almost every one of them said, our relationships right now have played just a huge role in working through the situation, not just with customers, but also upstream as well with the manufacturer. So manufacturer relationships with the distribution reps has been just as important to them getting good information so they can relay on down to the accounts.
And with all the different kind of technology that we have in today's world, you mentioned that they're on the phone. Are they doing a lot of Zoom meetings or anything that might get them face-to-face like that?
It's a great question. I can tell you I've done no less than 1,000 in the last 10 days. Right. but I didn't ask them specifically if they were doing Zoom or if it was calls. Most of it I'm hearing is, you know, reps are on the phones either, you know, normal daily work with them. They're texting and emailing, some phone calls, but for the most part, but they've all told me that right now they're working their phones anywhere from 12 to 14 hours a day, just with practices calling, their doctors calling them, nurses calling them with all kinds of questions. And I'll get into some of those, what they're asking them about here in just a minute.
Well, how are they remaining relevant to their customers during this period? And is there anything that's happened during this time that has made them better sales reps?
Overwhelmingly, the reps told me that they are more relevant with their accounts than they have ever been in their lives. And this is from reps that are been in the territory for a couple of years, all the way up to, I won't name names, but you guys know who I'm talking about, been in their territory for 30 plus years, and have personal relationships with these accounts. But they said that they are more relevant than ever before. And the reason for that is there's three or four different key things they're working with them on. One, helping them obviously find PPE products is absolutely top of the list. Two, helping them forecast what their needs are, their real needs. Right. And I have my own opinion on some of this stuff with the forecasting and what distribution has been forced to do, that I might mention at the end of this, that it's not distribution's fault. It's the position they've been put in. And then the other is, which really kind of caught me off guard, is business planning. You know, just how much business planning they need to be doing with these accounts and what they're helping them with. And, but the one that didn't surprise me, and this one I don't think will surprise anybody that listens to the podcast, is a lot of the phone calls right now, Daniel, are them just listening, you know, hearing their customer right. express their fears, their frustrations, you know, worried about their jobs, worried about their practices. And so these reps are, if you get a minute, people, I'm asking you, please reach out to your dealer reps that you know and just thank them for what they're doing. It is so important what they're doing today. But they really need to hear some good news from us that aren't on the front lines like they are. The accounts are asking them, you know, how can my practice be more successful? You know, how am I going to stay in business? And I've heard everything from our practice asking, should I do more hours right now? Can you help me learn more about telemedicine? Maybe we need to open up drive-throughs for patients coming through that don't necessarily want to come into the practice with the virus out there. They've all told me they've become better at mass communication, so getting mass amounts of information out to their accounts at one time. And they're just trying to do whatever they can to help these practices stay open and take care of people. But communication, not only with the practices, communication with the manufacturers is super, super key right now. They need clear, honest information from the manufacturers, especially on the PPE products. As to how long things are going to be out, when they're supposed to come in. And I know that's super difficult to answer given how much pressure has been put on those PPE manufacturers, but it does help tremendously from what they all tell me when they get good, clear information. Even if it's not good news, at least it's some news to give them. And then several of them mentioned it's shown them who truly cares about them in their territory, meaning the manufacturers and the practices. And 100% of them take their role incredibly serious today. They know that getting these products into the hands of these practices so they can take care of patients is job number one for all of America right now. They are literally, I don't think America realizes it, but distribution reps, distribution warehouse folks, distribution customer service are front and center. And to me, are just as important as the first line responders. I mean, every bit of it. And I left one out, which is probably the most important, the drivers that are delivering this
right.
stuff.
Right.
So yeah, lots in there. I just unpacked a lot, but man, they are dealing with a ton. And the whole stat of 12 to 14 hour days is just crazy to me.
You're right about distribution, Scott. We always hear about the frontline healthcare workers, and God bless them, over the course of this pandemic. We have not heard much, or, you know, you don't think maybe as much about the distribution workers, but they're right there on the front lines as well.
Totally. Totally.
And we're in such a different time period that it sounds like their job is really expanded for their customers. What lasting impacts do distributor sales reps expect this pandemic to have on the way that they approach their jobs and approach their customers?
Yeah, I like that question a lot when I asked it. And I'm going to give one example that one of my good friends, distribution rep friends, talked to me about. From Shine, and I've known him for forever. I committed to all these folks. I wouldn't name any names, so I'm not going to do that on the podcast. But one of the things, and then I'll give you the example he gave me. But one of the things that actually John Pritchard, who publishes the journal Healthcare Contracting, my business partner and I were talking about a couple of weeks ago, that I think will be front and center at the end of all of this is just-in-time inventory may be a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. Having just enough inventory on hand as a manufacturer, just enough inventory on hand as a distributor, and just enough inventory on hand as a provider. I don't know after this is something that anyone will ever allow to happen again. And it goes back to, and this is going to sound political, I totally don't mean it to sound political, and this is my opinion, not anyone that I talk to, but if you think back to 2012, 2013, when that medical device tax went into play and manufacturers started moving, making products out of the country to offset that tax. At the same time, health systems were driving costs out of the system as fast as they could. And the number one place they went and looked was the supply chain, which isn't really their number one expense, but that's where they looked. And so it doesn't incentivize any manufacturer to make more product than they can sell. There's no incentive for them to do that today. So when I hear these guys on TV talk about we need to force manufacturers to make more, I promise you they're making as absolutely much as they can and as much as their lines will allow them. You can't just turn a factory on overnight. I was in the manufacturing world for 15 years and factories just don't make a ton of extra inventory they're not going to sell. So it's kind of why we're in the situation we're in a lot of ways. There's some others too that I don't want to get into, but that was really key to this. So I think just-in-time inventory is going to have a spotlight on it without a doubt. And then, you know, the one comment that my buddy told me, he goes, think about it this way. A doc having 10 gowns for 10 employees now knows unless he or she if they're going to stay in business going forward, he needs 10 gowns per day, every day that the pandemic could last.
Right.
Which in our case, for this one right here, and I'm just talking Georgia, kind of Atlanta, is in the foreseeable future, at least a month. So that doc needs 220 gowns, 220 masks, 220 visors, 220 boxes of gloves or sets of gloves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just to truly be prepared for what's coming at them. And in talking with this distribution rep, he's like, I promise you going forward, this will be my number one goal to make sure every one of my accounts is prepared this way. And he says, I will always remind them of the spring of 2020 when they didn't have them and how important it is. And a lot of it comes down to not just, they don't want to buy them, Daniel, they don't have room for them in a practice.
Right.
I think we're going to have to change how all of that's just done. And I think there so much is going to change coming out of this. It'll be interesting to cover as a publisher and as a magazine. And as we watch this and watch, you know, all of the world's eyes on the healthcare supply chain coming through this all. I'm going to keep reiterating this because of just how important I think it is. And, you know, just that example that I got, right there from Rich, please, if for those manufacturers, if you've ever questioned the value of a distribution rep, you should have a couple conversations with some of these guys and just hear in their voice how exhausted they are and how much they're working with their accounts to just help them be safe, be prepared, and take care of patients. You'll never question their value again. They are so valuable to us, and I'm so thankful for every one of them.
God, it just seems like a huge pivot point in the industry. And as you said, it will be very, very interesting to stay on top of it for us and to cover it for us. You spoke on this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to ask you a little bit about what distributor sales reps are saying about the current morale in their accounts. You spoke a little earlier about how they've been having to serve an expanded role for their customers, and maybe customers are asking them questions that they've never asked them about before. So what are some of those sales reps saying about the current morale out there?
Yeah, this was a great question. I got some really interesting comments, and there were a couple of key themes, and then there was one really big word of caution that I got that I'll touch on here. Morale, for almost every one of them, morale's really good on days that PPE products come in. Everybody seems to be happy on those days. Unfortunately, the morale of the distribution reps, it's why I keep harping on, please reach out to your distribution reps and thank them, give them some good words of encouragement. But the morale for them, it almost unanimously is very low today. And it's because they're working their asses off for these folks. And it's like they're chasing that unicorn you're never going to find. They spend many, many hours a day looking for products and trying to find stuff that's just not readily available because of worldwide demand for it and trying to get it. So their morale is down. It's why they need us to help lift them up and be there for them, give them good, clear communication. The one major word of caution that I got, I think this is really, really key. I'm hoping that we're getting a bunch of distribution listeners on this pod, is you guys have to be careful with customers jumping from distributor to distributor right now, looking for product. And the reason that that's a word of caution is you cannot, as a distribution rep, take on all of these new accounts and screw your old accounts, because we are going to get through this. And everybody's going to remember how we acted during this. I think it's real key how companies and how individuals react and are acting and treat other people during times of crisis like this. And so customers will do it. They're going to want to hop around because they're scared and they're looking for product. But I think as an industry, we have to stay pretty firm in, hey, we have to take care of our current clients first. Your distributor will take care of you as quickly as they can. We're all getting allocated from the manufacturers down to us, so we're all getting the same amount at the same time. And just be, you know, steadfast in not letting customers jump around from distributor to distributor and ending up screwing your current existing business. I thought that was a great just kind of word of caution from an old salty distribution rep that I'm friends with here in Georgia. And then I know that's the last question. I just like to one more time just personally thank the reps, the drivers, the warehouse workers, anyone and everyone at distribution. I know the folks that I've talked to at McKesson and Shine and NDC and MCO, Cardinal, corporately, are all just spending hour after hour after hour working long, long days. I'm actually doing a podcast tomorrow with Jonah Lysak from McKesson, recording it tomorrow. It'll be out in a few days, on allocation and how allocation works within the industry, not specifically what McKesson's doing or how they're doing it, but just kind of why it happens and where we're at with it and why we're in the situation we're in right now. So that should be a pretty fun, interesting podcast. I'm looking forward to getting some time with her, but I bring that up mainly because the getting on her calendar was next to impossible. We've been trying for almost 2 to 3 weeks. And she told me last week on a call, she's like, Scott, I'm literally 15-hour days. I never leave my bedroom, just work, work, work. So thank you to all of the distribution folks out there for everything they're doing. And Daniel, thanks for having me on your podcast. I look forward to being on Thursday as well to talk about what the manufacturers are doing. A little bit different comments there, but a lot of the same. So all great questions here. And again, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks, Scott. This was a very informative podcast, and I look forward to hearing more about the manufacturer sales reps later in the week. Listeners, you can find our continuing COVID-19 coverage at repertoiremag.com and at jhconline.com, and you can find the daily news in your email inbox each day. Thanks again, Scott.
Yeah, man.